Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I love a little luxury, it doesn't mean I always want to spend those prices. But now I have Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I've been wearing their cashmere garments all winter long and constantly getting compliments on them. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Yesterday was Super Tuesday, despite my verbal typo in yesterday's episode. Very sorry about that. Voters in 15 states and one territory cast ballots in primary elections, where Trump and Biden each won their respective primaries in Arkansas, Texas, North Carolina, Minnesota, Maine, Massachusetts, Virginia, Iowa, Colorado, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and California. As of this recording at 11:30 p.m., results were not yet called in Utah. Though the big nail-biter of the night was the Republican presidential primary in Vermont, which marks the first state that Nikki Haley has won. Best of luck to Vermont, who I'm sure is now someone's public enemy number one. On the Democratic side, President Biden won Vermont's primary. However, the strangest part of the night was the Democratic presidential primary in the territory American Samoa, where a man named Jason Palmer, sounds fake, ran against President Biden and actually won. Only 91 people voted in this primary, and Palmer captured 51 votes to Biden's 40. Who is Jesse Palmer, you might be Googling? In his own LinkedIn bio, he refers to himself as a presidential candidate, entrepreneur, impact investor, and philanthropist, which is what I refer to as a rich guy with too much time on his hands and no one in his life to check his ego. And if this is the best that he can do with the first thing on his bio, presidential candidate, how good must he be at being an entrepreneur, impact investor, and philanthropist, really? We also have results from some notable down-ballot races. First, California's Senate primary to replace the late Dianne Feinstein's seat. California's primary is a jungle primary, which means the candidates from both parties run in the same primary, and then the two people with the most votes end up being the candidates, even if they're from the same party. But that will not be the case in November's race for this seat. After Democratic Representative Adam Schiff and former baseball player Steve Garvey advanced as California's Senate candidates. Yeah, the baseball player thing is not a typo. Then in Texas, Ted Cruz officially has an opponent for this coming November. I can literally remember his last re-election like it was yesterday. So much hope. Current Texas Representative Colin Allred was victorious in the Democratic Senate primary with over 60% of the vote, so he will go on to face Ted. Another notable winner from last night is the now Republican gubernatorial candidate in North Carolina, who is also the state's current Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Not only has he promised to, quote, protect life starting from conception, but he has said that the Holocaust is not real, that COVID was a globalist conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump. I think I know what kind of message boards this guy hangs out on. He also compared gay people to maggots while implying that transgender women should be arrested for using women's restrooms. Robinson's opponent is North Carolina's current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Stein, in what is expected to be an intense race. And if Robinson does win, Republicans would unilaterally control the state government, since they already have supermajorities in both chambers of the legislature, which can override the current Democratic governor's veto. I don't know, this Robinson guy seems like trouble. Checking in on some of our already elected officials, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez was indicted on more charges yesterday, alleging that he and his wife conspired to obstruct justice in the existing bribery case against them. Don't they always? It's just part of the package. This marks 18 charges against Menendez, and these come just a few days after one of his co-defendants, a New Jersey businessman, pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with the investigation. As a refresher, Bob and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes via business associates in exchange for Menendez using his position as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to influence policy in a way that was favorable to the governments of Egypt and Qatar, and then obstructing the investigation into that, evidently. Also yesterday, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced that she won't seek re-election for a second term when hers ends this year. So I guess the whole switch to independent thing was a great use of all of our time. In a more working corner of Congress, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced new legislation yesterday that would give the company ByteDance, which owns TikTok, 6 months to divest from the platform or else face a ban on the app in the U.S. The bill would also give the president power to designate apps that pose national security risks and place restrictions on them. Which sounds great until all you have left is Truth Social. On a semi-related note for our final story, a new study out of Australia found that screen time hinders toddlers from hearing an average of 1,000 spoken words per day. This first-of-its-kind study followed 220 families over 2 years and found that the average three-year-old was exposed to an average of just under 3 hours of screen time per day, which led to them being exposed to 194 fewer conversations. From a developmental standpoint, this is far from ideal in terms of how it can affect children's language learning, as well as reading, writing, and communication skills. And people thought participation trophies were a problem. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Quince is my favorite place to purchase luxury essentials at affordable prices. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.